For those of you who are visiting today and aren't used to the Lutheran calisthenics, welcome. Up and down and up and down, that's what we do. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Indeed. The question that both the angels and Jesus asked Mary is so important for us today. Whom do you seek? Who are you looking for? It's a question that comes up all the time throughout our lives as we try and figure out who we are as human beings living in this world. We are looking for someone. Sometimes it's in ourselves. Sometimes that someone is in someone else. We're always looking for somebody to help us, to guide us, to point us in the right direction. We're always looking for somebody. Mary goes to the tomb that morning. It's still dark, and John uses that imagery not just to say that it was really early, but also that Mary had not quite gotten to the point in her spiritual belief in Jesus that she was already enlightened. She was waiting to see what was going to happen. She expected the tomb to be closed. She expected to finish the preparation of Jesus' body for burial. There were lots of things she expected, but when she got there and the tomb was open, that was not what she expected. It was still dark. Spiritually, it was still dark for her. It was still dark for the disciples who had been hiding behind the closed doors. It was still dark. They were still looking for somebody. They were still waiting for somebody. As Jesus comes into town on Palm Sunday that we celebrated this past week, when he comes into town, there are people who are expecting a triumphant king to reign on the throne and overthrow the Romans. When Jesus dies on the cross, all of that goes out the window. So people are still looking for somebody. They're still waiting for somebody. Thursday, we celebrated Maundy Thursday, the Last Supper, the time when Jesus institutes the Lord's Supper for us, but also the time, the night that he is betrayed, when Judas goes and brings the soldiers to arrest him. And what is the question Jesus asks those who approach? But who do you seek? Who are you looking for? If you're looking for that Jesus who's going to somehow start a revolution, well, forget it. That's not the Jesus you found. If you're looking for Jesus, who's the wise teacher sitting on the mountaintop as the guru in meditation, forget it, because that's not who you found. But if you're looking for Jesus, who will die for the sins of humanity, that's who you found. If you're looking for the Jesus who would sacrifice himself for the sins of the world, that's who you found. On Good Friday, as Jesus is led through this trial before Caiaphas, before Annas, before Herod, before Pilate, all of them are waiting to see something. They are looking for somebody. They're looking for this Jesus who does miracles. They're looking for this Jesus who somehow is king of the Jews, as Pilate says. They're looking for a Jesus that isn't there. So the question comes before us today, as it does many times in our lives, who are we looking for? Or in scriptural words, whom do you seek? Who is it that you're waiting for? Who is it that you're looking for? Our world has always, always struggled to find itself. That's a great phrase, isn't it? I'm going to go find myself. Really? Good luck. Because no matter where you go, there you are. How do we find ourselves? Who are we looking for? Years ago, there was this theology that went around, and it's not completely wrong, but there's some misgivings about it, that we have a God-shaped hole in our heart. How many of you have heard that before? We have a God-shaped hole in our heart. Yeah. That peace that we're missing, right? Well, let me tell you, your heart doesn't just have a hole in it. Because of sin in your heart and sin in my heart and sin in the world, our heart is riddled with holes. It looks like Swiss cheese compared to one that simply has a God-shaped hole in it. Who are we looking for? Somebody to fill in all of those holes? Somebody who just fits nicely into the way that we want to live and the way that we want to believe and the things we want to do? We're looking for a God who we can hold on to and fit into that little spot, that one little spot. No, you're looking for the wrong Jesus. See, Jesus doesn't just fill a gap. He doesn't just take up space. You're selling Jesus short if all you want is somebody who's going to make you feel good or help you to believe what you want to believe. This is a big whom do you seek? Are you looking for, as Jesus says, the Lord? We're seeking the Lord. Are you looking for the Lord of your life, the Lord of the universe, the God who created everything? Or are you looking simply for Jesus, as Mary says, my teacher? See, Mary approached the tomb in the dark. Even though she'd been with Jesus for a very long time, she traveled with him. She saw him teach. She saw him raise the dead in Lazarus. She saw him do all of these things, and yet she still couldn't quite grasp who Jesus was for her. Jesus was more than a teacher. He was more than a Rabboni or rabbi. He was more than that. He was more than the revolutionary that others like Simon the Zealot sought. He was more than a magic maker that Herod expected. He was more than simply King of the Jews with a small K like Pilate wanted. Jesus is so much more than that. Whom do you seek? Who have you spent your time looking for? What are the things that you feel as though you're missing? And there are lots of things out there that will give you answers. Not the right ones, but they'll give you answers. If you go looking for yourself, there are many who will tell you how to find yourself. Just go to the self-help section in Barnes & Noble, and you can see there are plenty of authors who are willing to give you their 12-step way to find yourself. And if at the end of that 12 steps you haven't found yourself yet, well, then there's another guy who has 5 more steps. And you can keep looking. You can keep trying. Whom do you seek? Mary, I'm looking for my Lord. I'm looking for Jesus. I'm looking for the body that we placed in the tomb just a little while ago, and it's not there. Where have you taken him? Where have you placed him? He's not there. He's not in the tomb anymore. And the gardener, Jesus, I haven't taken him anywhere. Right here. See, that's the thing about Jesus, is he's right here. You don't have to go looking for him. You don't have to wander about in the wilderness for 40 years like the people of Israel looking for that Jesus. You don't have to go thumbing through every single volume of self-help books. You don't have to listen to every guru on TV who's going to tell you all about that. You don't have to experiment with things that only do more damage. You don't have to hit rock bottom, though many of us have. Whom do you seek? Because the stone has been rolled away, and Jesus isn't there. He isn't in the place where we put the dead people. Because Jesus is alive. Jesus is not only alive, but living. He is living and breathing among his people. He is living and breathing among us today as we, those who have been baptized into Christ Jesus, carry with us the Spirit of Christ who dwells within us. Christ is here. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
And he is here. We don't have to go looking for him. We don't have to seek that little thing that's going to fill in the gap. Because Jesus is all in all. He is for all and in all and through all. And all was created by him. Jesus is everything. Jesus is everything you've been looking for. Jesus is everyone you've been looking for. Jesus is the one you've been looking for. Today, as we celebrate this resurrection day, we celebrate with Christ. We don't just come here to praise some Jesus somewhere. We come to praise and celebrate with Christ himself, who is here. And if we need more, Jesus says, well, okay. If you need one more step, if you need one more thing, Christ says, come to the table. I give you my body and my blood given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. He actually gives us his body to touch. In the sacrament, in Holy Communion, the God, the creator of the universe, comes to us right here. So when the question comes, who do you seek? We come to the rail today to say, I am looking for Jesus. And Jesus says, here am I. Here I am. I am here for you. Amen. And now may the peace that is ours in Christ guard and keep our hearts always in the one true faith to life everlasting. Amen. And we've had such a